After a 10-year hiatus, Athens rockers The Hums are back with a new record. Our critic at large, John Slights, gives us his review.
Athens' own The Hums were formed in 2008 by multi-instrumentalist Zeke Sayer. The band's experimental avant-garde sound, a mix of everything from surf rock guitar to psychedelic tape loops, quickly earned them a reputation as one of the most groundbreaking bands on the Athens music scene. The band signed with Oddbox Records in 2009 and released their debut single, Are You Dead? The group followed up with their first full-length debut album, Lemonland, a year later. The album received glowing reviews from multiple publications, such as Pop Matters and LA Record. In 2013, The Hums went on indefinite hiatus as their members pursued other projects. They returned to the scene in 2018 and have now released their long-awaited follow-up to Lemonland, entitled Vampire Hours, out now on Gypsy Farm Records. That's Lady Low, the album opener. It's a high-energy rocker featuring great guitar work from Sayer and a steady backbeat. It's a short track, a common theme on Vampire Hours, clocking in at just a minute and 35 seconds. The funky howl follows Lady Low in the track listing. It's a danceable, groovy piece of psychedelia, featuring fuzz guitar and a jangly, saloon-style piano. At 1 minute and 4 seconds, it is the shortest song on the album, and it seemingly ends just as it's picking up. But perhaps the brevity of many of the album's songs serves to set up the record's centerpiece, the epic 8.5-minute Miss No One. Its dark, rootsy sound is accented by pianistic electric guitar chords from Sayer. The suspense builds and builds until the vocals finally come in at the 2:30 mark. It's a fairly subdued affair until about 7 minutes in, when it unexpectedly morphs into a distorted, almost sludge rock type of sound. Overall, Vampire Hours is an enjoyable album with a wide variety of moods and influences. It's not every day an album containing psychedelic folk, sludge rock, and 60s-style surf rock-inspired tunes comes along, but Vampire Hours is exactly that. In many ways, it's a throwback album that still manages to look to the future. For Athens News Matters, I'm John Slights.